close, and I'll tell them then. The same offer applies. I will be fair to my veterans, no matter what their faith." A sharp wind had scoured all clouds from the sky and left it pale and clean. Pax, standing now as squire beside the Duke, watched the company wheel into review formation after an hour of intricate drill. She glanced sideways at the Marshal General. Her eyes were alight in that impassive face. Pax looked back at the company. It had never seemed so impressive. She felt almost like two people, one here beside the Duke, cold from the wind, and another in formation, file first of the second file in Arkelin's cohort, waiting for Stammel's brusque commands. They halted, lines straight as stretched string. Pox scanned the faces she knew so well. Stammel, his brown eyes watchful. Devlin, somehow conveying grace, even while standing still. Hard to believe he had five children, one nearly old enough to be a recruit. Arnie, newly promoted to corporal, trying not to grin. Vic, Barra, Notslin, Raff, who would retire to his little farm as soon as they were sure the orcs had gone. The captains pivoted to face the Duke, and bowed. The Duke gestured to the Marshal General, and they moved to the first cohort, Pox and the others following. The Duke had a word for most of them. The Marshal General, beside him, said nothing, but looked into each face. Pox felt very odd, walking along the lines, and knowing so well what it felt like to wait for the inspecting party to pass. When they reached the recruit lines, she was poised between laughter and tears. She knew the strain in the neck, the struggle to look only forward, the trembling hands that stiffened as they went by. One girl forgot to say "my lord" and blushed so that Pox remembered her own lapse as a recruit. A boy's voice cracked on the words, and he broke into a sweat. Another stammered. At last they were done, and the Duke returned to his place before the company. He waited a moment, as if for silence, though nothing had made a sound. "Sword, brethren," he began, and Pox saw as well as felt the response to that old term. "You all remember what I told you after we defeated the orcs, attacking Duke's East. You have seen the Marshal General of Gerd, High Marshal Connet, Marshal Karen of Burningmead, and the Gerd's paladin, Sir Ambirion. Some of you have felt the healing grace of Gerd through them. You have sensed, perhaps, that a change has come to me, and through me to the company. Some of you, I hope very few, may be worried about it." He paused, and looked slowly from one cohort to another. "You older veterans, who remember the days when Tamarian Mistyanyi was my lady here, and our children were growing." Pox saw the shock ripple across the faces of the older ones. "Yes, I can speak of that now. You will remember how the company was then, when a Marshal of Gerd lived here, in the stronghold with us. Those days, my friends, are past these 15 years. Yet good and evil have not changed, and I welcome from this day on Gerdsman, Yeoman and Marshal to this domain. I am not myself sworn to that fellowship, but I am sworn, as always, to the crown of Saya, and to the cause of good, as the High Lord and his servants Gerd and Fok are. You have always served me well. You deserve, therefore, this choice, to stay, in spite of these changes, or to go, with my respect and a settlement reflecting your years of service. We will be in the north for a few years. No fat contracts in Arrhenius, no chance of plunder. If you prefer such service, I will recommend any of you to any commander you name. Speak to your captains or to me, and it will be done as you desire."